Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is an intuitive message for the month of March. I'm not going to go into the, you know, the international global situation. I'm just focusing on the people who will be listening to this audio, and I'm tuning into, you know, what message can be of benefit for you for the month of March to help you in your path. So one of the messages that came is that we need to be working through issues of codependency. Because we are changing at a very primordial level, I mean humanity, we are in a process of realizing what are all the things and the elements of the outer world to which we are still in a state of codependency. To have a consciousness of codependency means that we haven't yet reached the level of independence. And this independence is part of our growth. So in this particular message, we are invited to consider all the things in the outer world that we consider to be like gods for us, like authority figures, agencies, institutions, structures, that we confer the power that is within us to help us, protect us, or to heal us, or everything like that. So we are invited to review and to work with everything that is that we have a codependent relation towards, because we are in need of shifting to a higher level of consciousness, which entails a certain level of independence. So this entails for you to be working on your toxic relationships. You may have a toxic relation with an external god. You may have a toxic relation with a government or a global organization, or you may have a toxic relationship with the media. It's as if you are conferring the power, your own power of perceiving reality and providing your own explanation of what reality is to the media, who are telling you their vision, and then you buy this vision and you make it yours. So, I mean, this is just an example. This is an invitation for us to look at all the toxic relationships that we have in our lives that cause us to fall into lower levels of consciousness, and in particular to the lower level of consciousness that is called codependency. The next message is that we really need to tune into the internal aspect of us that is dynamic. So we need to bring dynamism, dynamic motion, dynamism, I don't know how to pronounce it. This dynamic energy inside of us is the one that is seen when you have a highly motivated person with a lot of creativity. So there is a dynamic motion, a dynamic pulsation that is coming out of the heart. It's a beat, it's a spin, it's an energy that is very contagious, very motivating, very enthusiastic. And so we need to engage and find within ourselves that dynamic energy, dynamism. A dynamo in technology is something that makes a structure move. So we need to bring this movement within ourselves. Once we manage to activate this dynamic energy within ourselves, we are going to be contagious. We are going to spread this dynamic motion into the field to help other people become motivated, become creative, become themselves, their own motion. What we need to be very concerned and very, we need to keep an eye on a tendency for laziness. And this laziness comes from a certain indifference. So I don't know whether you are indifferent to what is happening in the world. I don't know whether you are indifferent to, you know, to your friends, to your family, to your business. Have you lost precisely this dynamic motion, this motivation, this creativity? And have you fallen into some kind of apathetic, indifferent laziness that is only going to pull you back into codependency, and is going to pull you back into falling more asleep than you may have been before? So be careful, because the energies that are in the outer world right now could put people in this kind of numbness, because we are already very overwhelmed with the things that have happened in the last 2 years with the bug. Now we have this war and this very tense situation in the global field. So there could be a kind of disconnection from reality. And as a way of protecting ourselves, we might shut down, you know, aspects of ourselves, and we may fall into a sense of coldness, indifference, not caring. And I'm going to just stay within myself, and I'm going to become indifferent and lazy, and I'm going to shut down. So the message is, be careful with this, because there is a tendency that we can fall into some kind of, well, you know, let the powers to be play their wars, let the powers to be do their things. I'm feeling powerless. There's nothing I can do. Therefore, I'm going to become lazy, and I am not going to do anything, and then I will be indifferent. So the message is, please do not fall into that. Use the time that you have wisely. Work your toxic relationships so that you can step out of codependency, and you can step and rise up into the next level, which is a level of independence. So let's all become independent from the newspapers, from, you know, whatever, the authorities and this and that. Take responsibility for who you are, for your life, for your choices, and make sure that you have reviewed all of your relationships and cleared and healed your own attitudes internally whenever you find that you have a toxic relation with a person, an organization, a situation. The next message is connected to waking up. I mean, it's more of the same. It's an invitation to wake up to action, and action through motivation. We really need to be paying close attention to why have we incarnated at this time in this earth? What is that we have inside of us that we can use to bring this dynamic motion and offer it to the world and to our relationships and to our businesses and into the things that we are doing? If it is not now, when we are going to be actually doing what we were meant to be doing? So there is this invitation to wake up to action that comes from the deep motivation of who you are and what you have come to this earth to do. The other message is to open your higher vision, the eagle vision. You need to raise up and see things from a higher perspective. If we are in the middle of the forest, we are not going to see very much. And now the global situation that we are facing, which could potentially get more complicated, is as if we are all very blind in the middle of the, you know, the bushes or the forest, and we cannot see the higher perspective. We don't know why Russia is doing this. We don't know why this and that and this and that and this and that. We actually, as human individuals, unless you have, you know, super intel, we don't know the real facts of things. It's as if we are in the middle of the trees and we cannot see what is happening. So we need to raise up the vision. We need to connect with the eagle or the condor and raise to that type of higher perspective, which can see things from a global standpoint. We also need to activate our intuition by means of this panoramic view, this 360 degrees view. We need to be able to look at our lives from the vision of the ego, from this higher perspective, and activate our intuition. Now, it is highly important that we run through intuition. What is that we feel? Look at someone who is telling you something, and from where are they coming? Are they coming from a position of love, or are they coming from another position? The final message is, what are the forces that are supporting us? We have a force that is going to be helping us rise up and open our wings and shine. So it's not time to hide away. It is a time to be who you truly are and to open those wings and to be able to fly, rising up from the current situation in which you may be. So sometimes when we feel that we are in a crisis, there is a tendency to fall down. And now the invitation is to really rise up, even though you have challenges, even though the world is how it is, even though there is a war, even though there is confusion, even though I don't know what to think, I rise up. I rise up into the vision of my higher aspect, my eagle, my condor vision, panoramic vision, 360 degrees, and I am able to see in clarity what is happening for myself and for the rest. The other message is to stand strong and that we are meant to be where we are actually now. I just wanted to say that in an esoteric type of this was the end of the message that I had for the month of March. But I just wanted to say that in, I don't know if it's Alice Bailey or who was this person who wrote about the seven rays. In this idea or perspective of the seven rays, there is an evolution going from the first ray to the seventh ray. These rays would be not only, you know, divine energies that that we can all connect and activate within us, but they are also seen as stages of evolution at a very wide spectrum. So one of the informations that got my attention when I read many years ago about the seven rays was that Russia is the seventh ray. The country itself is representing the seventh ray. Another country that represents the seventh ray is Spain. And I am half Spanish, half Australian, and we are based in Spain. The seventh ray is connected with the color violet and is connected with, and we are stepping, humanity is stepping from the sixth ray into the seventh ray. So anytime there is a shift, and we can say from the era of Pisces into the era of Aquarius, there is a turmoil because, you know, powers are shifting, dynamics are shifting, and there is a process of recalibration. So I just want to bring you this information to your awareness because there could be much more about the Russia situation than what meets the eyes. And so we could be, you know, things could be happening in that area of the world because there is a need to shift into this new ray. The ray is a ray called ceremonial and magic, but we need to understand, you know, what means ceremonial and magic to be able to capture the essence of this particular ray. So maybe this ray is actually bringing the awakening of humanity to the fact that we have all been brainwashed by some form of magic, and that maybe things need to happen currently so that humanity finally wakes up to the fact that we may have been in structures of power that used magic to keep us in a trance state, to keep us in codependency. Because when we have a codependency towards an authority figure or an organization, that organization and authority figure is feeding from our need to feel protected or guided or taken care of by this organization. So there is a toxic relationship between the organization or the person towards whom I feel codependent. So by us working on becoming independent, recovering our power, releasing all magical thinking and entanglements and ideas and views that certain people, organizations, or situations have power over us, maybe we become the seventh ray, in which we become masters who are able to perceive with this higher vision of the ego all the tricks that have been put in place to keep us in a state of codependency, not allowing us to evolve to where we need to be. I hope this helps you, and sending you many blessings. Bye.